Put it on the ballot. Let the voters decide. When corporations write our laws, it doesn't turn out well for regular citizens. HomeAway and Airbnb pretty much wrote our short-term rental regulations that we have today, and look how they turned out. Look how much time you spent on that to try to straighten out that mess. I hope we don't start down that pathway again on these TNC regulations. If the council backs down and accepts the Uber-Lyft ordinance without a public vote, it will set precedent for other corporations and moneyed interests to threaten the council with referendums on other issues. I trust that the voters will vote against the Uber-Lyft bully ordinance and send a strong message that corporations will not be allowed to dictate Austin's laws and policies.